And as always, on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library, and looking to move the library, this spring or later in the summer sometime?
Well, we're saying late May, maybe early June, but, you know, we'll see. This weather is not really doing us any favors for our construction.
That's right. How is it going? How's the construction going?
It's going, okay. You know. I mean, it's still kind of a supply and demand world, you know. This item won't be in until this and that, and so it's coming along, but the biggest difference was the installation of the windows, and you know, I've talked about that before. Those new windows just brought so much light into the space, and just, I don't know, it looks larger than life type.
Right.
You know, it kind of gives you shivers because it's just so beautiful having that natural light come into the building. So,
right. Now, this is the old
52 wing of the high school.
Yep.
You know, and just the access that we'll have to the gymnasium and auditorium for programming, and we're super excited about all of it anyway.
Good.
So it's coming along. Of course, for us, it's not happening fast enough, but
right.
You know, for the scheme of things, you know, we'll be moving in a couple of months, and then I'll be really pulling my hair out trying to figure that whole thing out. So we'll be seeking volunteers. So if anybody wants to sign up on our volunteer list, give us a call, give us your name and phone number, and we're going to be looking for a few volunteers.
Yeah. Well, one of the best things, though, it's going to give you so much more room, right?
Yes, so much more room for people to spread out and everything, and us to stretch out, too, because we're pretty packed in here.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, tonight, if the weather holds out, we are going to be having a colorful preschool story time for children and families. And that will be tonight, April 4th at 5:30 p.m. And let's cross our fingers that the weather holds out because, oh my goodness, she has so many fun things planned. It's lots of really colorful stories, crafts, games, all sorts of fun things for children and families to do together. And that is tonight at 5:30. Also this week, we are offering a modeling clay take and make for children, and that will be after school on April 5th. So you can stop on after school and pick up a take and make kit for anybody that is a child anyway. And then also the following week on the 11th, we have a spring sign class for adults. And if you're interested in registering for that, we still have openings anyway, and you can give us a call or stop in and register for that event. We've got a sample on display here, so you can see if that's something you'd be interested in making. And then we've got another take and make event, a paint pour take and make. Agate Man is going to be here, and we're going to have a rock show at the Appleton Library on April 20th at 6:30 p.m. And this is for all ages, children to adults. I mean, who doesn't love rocks? Rocks and minerals and all sorts of things. I mean, that's the one thing I look forward to when mm-hmm. we go out to the Black Hills is to see all the different rocks that they have out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or, you know, agates at Lake Superior. I mean, there's just rocks everywhere. I was super upset. My mom threw away some of my rock collection when I was a kid when she was cleaning. Oh,
remember when pet rocks were the thing?
Oh, I don't know if they've ever really gone out. I think that there are still some people that are painting rocks and making pet rocks. And anyway, so if you are interested in any kind of rocks, stop on down at the Appleton Library on April 20th, because this man has, like, one of the largest collections of agates in the world. And he brings thousands of pounds of rocks for you to look at. Plus, he'll identify some rocks for you if you want to bring something that you're not really sure what it is, you know. Let's say you think you found petrified wood or you found something, you know. He'll do some rock identification as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got kind of a lot of crazy things coming up. You know, book club, Lego club, an after-school art club, all sorts of different things coming on. And then, of course, we will be celebrating National Library Week the last week in April as well, with some fun things that we'll be doing here at the Appleton Library.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's move into what are people reading? What's hot on the sellers list?
Well, there are a couple of really interesting things out there. Poverty by America by Matthew Desmond, as a Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Evicted, examines the ways in which affluent Americans help keep poor people poor. Kind of interesting. And then The Best Strangers in the World by Ari Shapiro is a collection of essays on journalism and finding commonalities by the host of NPR's All Things Considered. And then Your Brain on Art by Susan Magzamin and Ivy Ross is a look at how our brains and bodies transform when we participate in the arts. That's super interesting, too, you know, something to think about.
Really?
You know, yeah. And then new in fiction is Countdown by James Patterson and Brendan DeBoy. It's a botched field operation and a terrorist plot endanger Amy Cornwall and her family. You know, Patterson does a lot of co-writing, so interesting. Mm-hmm. And then The White Lady by Jacqueline Winspear is, in 1947, Eleanor White, a former wartime operative, must face organized crime gang in London. So lots of new things are popping up, lots. If you've got a favorite author, April has arrived. And what do I tell you all the time, Paul?
Yep.
April, hot month for new books.
That's right. And October or November is a hot hot month in the fall, right?
Yep, that's right. Totally right.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, lots of things. So if you've got a favorite author, you've got a favorite series that you're reading, because there's a lot of new continuation series too that are popping up. Mm-hmm. So stop on down, give us a call, let us help you.
All right. And what are you reading, Cindy? What are you reading right now?
Well, right now I just finished, we had book club this last Monday, and so I finished the book club book and now just picked up the latest one. We're going to be reading for book club Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express.
Hmm.
So
that's a popular one.
Yeah, so I was we picked kind of a classic to read this month, so that's what's on my desk right now.
Okay, good. All right, we're all good, Cindy. Well, where are you located and when you open?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center. We are open Mondays and Fridays 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on our website or friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. You have a great week.
All right, that's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.